Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair bring you Joseph Cotten in your theater of romance. Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Present your theater of romance from Hollywood. Tonight we're happy to bring you a most unusual radio presentation, an American saga called One Life to Lose. Starring in this drama is one of the country's most brilliant young actors, Joseph Cotten. American as his birthplace, Coventry, Connecticut. He lived for a principle, freedom. And one day, when he was 20, he died for it. He started that last day much as any other. He rose, washed, and then he walked over to the window and stood looking out at the stars a moment, watching them for what he knew was the last time. And suddenly his thoughts stung his eyes with tears. And he turned his back on the window and shut his heart against the stars. He moved over to the table, sat down, and he wrote three letters. The first.
My dear mother, I had hoped to spend another hour with you before the last hour. But you know why that is impossible. A spy does not choose his death nor his hours. What does a man write at a time like this? What does he say? What is there to say but thank you? Thank you for the years you have given me. Thank you for the stories
I grew up. Robin Hood was the bravest man in all England. He wore a suit of Sherwood green and his bow was slung across his shoulder. He was strongest of the strong and bravest of the brave. Now one
day... Thank you for Robin Hood and King Arthur. For hours when the fire burned high and we roamed, you and I, across the mountains and the plains and the high seas of adventure. And thank you for nights on hilltops looking at the stars, asking questions of the universe. Thank you for stories dearer than you know. And thank you, too, for all the mornings of my life. Winter mornings with the snow sifting from the clouds. And the warm, friendly smell of breakfast. For spring mornings when I awoke to find the sun calling me out. The restless trees tapping against the window.
Wake up, son. It's Saturday and the whole day is ahead of us. What would you say to a picnic?
Remember how, after we had eaten, I'd lie on my back in the tall grass watching the clouds, my eyes on castles. Thank you for those picnics and for games and cakes and plans and dreams. Thank you for laughing with me and sometimes crying with me and for making me stand on my own 2 feet.
Mother, where are you?
Good gracious, son, your nose is all bloody. And what on earth has happened to your eye?
It got a fist in it.
Oh, it did it? And how did it happen to get a fist in it?
John Case hit me, and he took my lunchbox from me.
You let him?
Well, he's 2 years older than I am.
Son, I want you to go and get your lunchbox. Immediately. Go on now.
I came home minus a tooth, but John Case was minus three, and I had my lunchbox. Thank you for standing in a doorway creating memories, and thank you, too, for the evening. To this day, I remember the warm, comfortable feeling of my hand in yours and the Madonna look about you as you tucked in the covers. And thank you, too, for guideposts and for the words that were those guideposts.
Son, I want to tell you something wonderful about your country that is like no other country in the world. It's a free country, and you are a free man. Or will be when you're grown.
What's so wonderful about that?
Oh, son, in other countries, you would be told how to worship and how to act and talk and even how to think. When you say, I am American, you are saying, I am a free man. I am an individual with great personal liberties. And when you say that, you must also say, I will cherish those liberties. I will guard them and keep them the proud, shining things they are, no matter what the cost.
Wonderful words for a boy to grow by. Words you had to measure up to, that set the level of patriotism and the worth of valor. So thank you for words and for ideals and for memories. Whatever is good within me, I owe to you. I wanted to say all these things the day I took my leave of you, but the words came harder then. We actually said so little, do you remember?
What is it, son? What are you trying to tell me?
Mother, I'm not going to do any more teaching for quite a while, not for the duration of the war anyhow.
What are your plans, dear?
I don't know definitely what they are, except that there's some information needed and I'm going after it.
Behind the enemy lines?
Yes.
I'll miss you very much.
It's something I must do.
I know. And since you have the courage to go, I must have the courage to let you go. When must you leave?
Tonight.
Tonight? We just hurry then. There isn't much time. There's so little time.
All day to pack and then a moment to hold you close and to say a quick goodbye.
God bless you. God bring you safely home.
And to go off down the road, feeling your eyes upon me, to turn and look back at the top of the hill, to wave for the last time and then go on alone. And only now do we know that was the last hour and the final farewell. And so, above all else, thank you for teaching me how to live, because you taught me, by the same token, how to die. With all my love.
Jerry, doesn't the moonlight make you feel romantic?
Well, yes, I guess so. I mean, if you're the romantic type, I guess I'm not.
Then why did you ask my brother to introduce you to me? Why'd you tell him you'd fallen for me? Why?
Why? Well, young lady, he liked your looks. But a little breath of trouble is scaring him away. I mean, unpleasing breath. So it's clearly a case for Colgate tooth powder. Because anyone can be the victim of a little breath of trouble, unpleasing breath. It happens to thousands without their knowing, marks them down socially, brings them unhappiness. So just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder in 7 cases out of 10 instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. Money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. And now, Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo bring you the second act of One Life to Lose, starring Joe Cotton. He wrote 3 letters. The first was to his mother. The second was to a girl, a Miss Adams of Canterbury, Connecticut. He sat for a long time before he wrote. He sat for a long time.
My dearest, let me start by saying I love you above all women and will forever. My arms are very lonely for you tonight. My heart is certainly most empty, for all the things I hold most sacred are being stripped from me. It is almost dawn, but I'm on the threshold of my longest night. I've been spending these last hours counting memories, reliving them. Remember the day we met? You were having some sort of party at your house, and you invited Walter Lamb, and he brought me along.
Alice, may I present a very good friend of mine?
I only needed to look into your eyes once to know that here was the beginning and the end of all things to me. I only needed to look once to think, of course. Now I know why I've been lonely sometimes. I was waiting for you. You know, I remember the very first word you ever said to me.
How do you do? I'm so glad to meet you.
Strange how little phrases can catch in your throat. How the loveliest memories become the most unbearable.
This is my father's picture, and that one is my mother when she was 17. That's her wedding dress. I plan to be married in it someday myself. That is, well of course, I expect. Well, that is, every girl...
I made up my mind on the spot to ask you to marry me. The days that followed were the happiest I shall ever know.
Oh, was there ever such a beautiful day anywhere?
No, not anywhere. Here, let me help you down.
Thank you.
There. Let's walk over to the edge of the cliff where we can watch the sea. What are you thinking at this exact moment?
I was thinking how good it is to be young and alive. What were you thinking?
I was thinking how good it is to be young and alive with you.
Take it, sir, that you wish to marry Alice?
Yes, sir. I'll try to make more money and then to advance myself.
Just a minute. Let me ask you a question, sir. Why did you decide to become a teacher?
Well, it's not easy to put into words without sounding like a pompous fool, but I wanted to teach because I think this next generation should understand why their grandfathers came to this country, what a store they set by human liberty, and what price we must pay to keep it at all costs. I believe if we can teach our children the high value of liberty and honor, we will never lose either. I find it hard to put into words. Maybe it doesn't make much sense the way I say it.
Oh, yes, it makes a great deal of sense. Don't worry about making money. It's much more important to worry about developing American citizens. Schoolmastering's a fine and honorable profession. We'll be mighty proud to have you in the family.
Then it's all right, sir?
It's all right, son. Go find her and tell her you both have my blessing.
You were in the garden. You had on a white dress. And there was a blue ribbon in your hair. And your name was Juliet and Heloise and Helen. And you were my heart forever.
I shall be honored to be your wife.
Some words a man is proud about forever. Were my hours multiplied by years, I'd not forget them.
Oh, my dear. It seems that the whole world is ours now. You know something? I want 5 sons, and I want them all to look just like you.
Oh, Alice.
You know, I have to keep a very stern check on myself. I keep wanting to run up to people I've never seen before and say, I've found someone who has the kind of smile that goes straight to your heart, and the kind of eyes that you get lost in, and the kind of arms that can shut out the whole world or gather it in. And he's in love with me, Alice Adams of Canterbury, Connecticut. Tell everyone you see about it, won't you? Because I want the whole world to know.
No, my darling, I love you so much. So very much. At first, we never talked about the war, though it grew more bitter and more deadly each passing day we tried to keep it away from our own small heaven. But at last, the cannons were so loud that we could not speak above them. At last, we had to face realities and turn our backs on dreams. Remember when I told you I was leaving? We climbed the hill, and the stars were brighter than any stars had a right to be, but for the first time, we had no heart for stars.
You're going to be a spy.
That's what it comes down to.
Oh, darling, no. No, I don't want you to do it. I want you to stay here safe with me.
Darling, there's no safety anywhere when one nation aims its guns at another nation's liberty. Liberty must be defended to the death or not at all. It's conquer or be conquered in a case like this, Alice, and if we are conquered, we lose everything.
Those things are more important to you than I am?
Yes. Because they're more important than myself. This America and what it stands for, living, worshiping, thinking in the ways we choose, Don't you understand, my darling?
I couldn't love you and not understand. It doesn't help. When you leave, the rest of my life goes with you. You will leave my heart bare when you go. Every cannon shot will blaze across it. And every time I read or hear of death, I'll die a little, not knowing whether you still live. Oh, darling, freedom and liberty are only words to me, but you are my life.
They're only words at this moment, Alice. Because we are young and life is very sweet and we have great plans for it. But none of the plans can add up to happiness unless those words do have meaning. No one wants to leave his home and loved ones. But Americans will always do it when something American is at stake. I must leave you now, Alice.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm really very proud of you. You know that.
Goodbye, Alice. You stared at me a moment, your head back against the wind, and then you turned and ran down the hill into the darkness, running inevitably and finally away from me. I stood there alone, and it was very cold on the hilltop, and darkness stretched on all sides of me. That was our farewell, that moment on the hill. And yet remember this, there will be promises and lips again for you. But my heart will know only your image through all eternity. And so, goodbye, my darling.
He rose restlessly. The stars were already fading. Dawn was an eternal thing, too close at hand. He must start the third letter.
My dear General, to have failed you is the greatest sorrow of my life. You know how much I wanted to succeed. I would have followed you anywhere. That hour I looked in your eyes and looked at history.
Your record is admirable, Captain, but you're still very young. I wish you weren't so young.
I shall serve you the better for it, sir, I promise you.
It's not an easy thing to ask a man to do. There is no compensation that is worth the risks you must take, except the knowledge that you have served your country in a desperate need. I cannot let you go without telling you that.
Let me start as soon as possible, sir.
You can start at once. Now then, I will give you your instructions. You will disguise yourself as a Dutch schoolteacher and make your way as soon as possible.
I was betrayed by one who recognized my disguise. You already know the details of that. They found our papers. I was brought here to enemy headquarters, branded traitor and condemned to die. They said the usual thing.
Too bad that you saw fit to fight for a lost cause. You're a young man with a fine mind. You might have had a brilliant future. There is a way you can redeem your life if you like. You're only to lead us to your headquarters.
You're wasting your time.
You're wasting your life. You surely are not foolish enough to think our country stands a chance of winning.
We stand more than a chance. We're going to win. Don't forget, you're trying to conquer a frontier people. We climbed the hills and took the plains behind them. We reached into the soil with naked fists and wrested a living from the earth and rocks. We set our homes upon the land, and we will fight to keep those homes. There will be no oppression, no regimentation, no curtailing of rights in America. Our children will grow to manhood under a free flag, and their children after them. We will kindle a fire of freedom that will blaze forever. I will die, and perhaps thousands like me. But America will keep her flag in the wind and her pledge of freedom with it. My dear General, before you read this, I shall have paid the price of failure. But even before you read it, someone else will have picked up where I left off. They'll never defeat us. There is no defeat for those who fight for honor.
Three letters there were. The first signed,
your devoted son.
The second,
your own Nathan.
The third,
respectfully, Nathan Hale.
Already the sun was slanting through the bars. Already there were footsteps in the corridor. The key in the heavy lock
the door grating open. And then the last voice he would ever hear beckoned him into silence.
Are you ready, Captain?
Yes.
One moment before the final moment for words that would ring down the centuries.
I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. Nathan Hale died in New York City 169 years ago this week, a 20-year-old schoolteacher with an unshakable faith in America and democracy. He died facing west, facing a western wilderness of river and mountain and plain that was to become a nation that spanned two oceans. He died facing west, facing the first train, the first automobile, the first airplane. He died facing west, facing Gettysburg and Pearl Harbor, Guam and Corregidor, and Iwo Jima, facing battlefields and outposts that were to be branded into American history, Bataan and Wake in Okinawa, where many more would sleep, who would also give that one life in defense of country. There are no words big enough to express what should be said to the grocery clerk from San Francisco, the doctor from Peoria, the lawyer from Spokane, the schoolteacher from Coventry, Connecticut. No words. Only a solemn gratitude for the knowledge that we can say, I am an American, only because they died to give us the right to say it.
Joseph Cotten, star of One Life to Lose, will be back with you in just a moment.
Hello, everybody, hello. Hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody, hello.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Join with a nation of radio enthusiasts in thanking Joseph Cotten for a thrilling performance as the star of Gene Holloway's One Life to Lose. Our thanks to you, Joe, for a swell show, and David O. Selznick for making your appearance possible. We'll be seeing you soon in Mr. Selznick's production of Duel in the Sun.
It's a real pleasure to appear on Theater of Romance tonight, Frank, and I hope I'll be back with you soon. In the meantime, a halo to Colgate for presenting Loretta Young next week. I know you'll have a great show. Thanks again. Good night.
Charles Sanders' production of Theater of Romance next week stars Loretta Young in Hired Wife. And in the following weeks, we'll be hearing Robert Walker, Barbara Stanwyck, and Ronald Coleman, and many other favorite stars. Keep a date with Theater of Romance for all the weeks to come. These presentations of Theater of Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. This is your host, Frank Graham, saying goodnight and wishing you love, happiness, romance. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.